We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Hall and Oates are celebrating a billion, that's with a B, a billion streams of their song, You Make My Dreams, which wasn't even a big hit initially, even though I always thought that song was awesome.
That's so funny now knowing it's a giant hit, to think that that wasn't even expected to be a monster of a song, because, I mean, that song seems to be everywhere.
And I think I remember the MTV video. That's where I remember really liking the song. I don't know why. It was just, I don't know if there was anything special about the video, but it was just like, I feel like John Oates was just like bouncing in and out.
Yes.
Like his face got bigger and smaller, it seemed. And that's what I remember about that.
It almost felt like they were like in a really small practice space.
Yeah.
Just like looking at the camera and just uncomfortably singing the song.
Yeah, exactly. For some reason, I just thought, this is a goofy video, but I like it.
It's got 32 million views. The video does. 32 million views on like Vevo and YouTube.
32 million views with the Vevo. And of course, Bebo. And on the streams, it's a billion. That's just crazy.
Oh, man. The bassist is the best part of the whole video.
Oh,
His yellow shirt and his awesome, he's got the bassist strut. Like, you know, I think anyone who's ever seen a bassist play, like, they got that, like, that walking strut thing going.
Oh, and it's so 80s. Look at that.
I mean, super 80s.
Oh, my gosh, it's so 80s. And really, it is lame. I'm watching the video.
You say lame. I say awesome.
Okay. It's lamassum.
Look at that drummer in that tank top that he's wearing.
I know.
That sleeveless t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. That's just, okay.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
ooh. And, what John Oates is saying is, this is amazing, right? What really gets me about this is that when the song was released in 1981, it wasn't a massive number one hit. We couldn't have even predicted the impact that this song would have. It's become an anthemic feel-good thing. A lot of it started with its use in the movie 500 Days of Summer. Oh, I didn't realize that.
It's funny because one of the comments on YouTube says, you know a movie's going to get good, is about to go to the good part when this song starts playing.
Oh, yeah. And so from that, I guess from that movie, the whole thing took a life of its own.
There it is.
Therapy.
Oh, man, yeah. These are one of those songs that I wish I was in the studio while they were recording to know exactly how much pot they smoked to come up with the idea of the backing vocals.
Yeah.
They like, go in there and just go, ooh, 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 and then we'll record that.
I feel, yeah. I mean, were they doing a doo-wop thing? Were they trying to be like harmonizing?
Kinda.
You know, I mean, that's it definitely had a throwback to those kind of songs. It wasn't a hit. They probably thought, yeah, that was a horrible idea. Why do we do the doo-wop? What were we thinking?
Well, what were you thinking? You have a monster hit of a song. I mean, a billion streams on Spotify?
Yeah.
That's like 75 cents in royalties right there.
Just like that. Look at them. They're making
impressive.
Big money.
Yeah. So it says this is a Rickroll in another universe.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Another person says, this makes me want to break into somebody's house, toast all their bread, and then put it back and leave.
Okay.
What? Is that from a movie or something? Am I missing something?
I thought it was just like an unassuming, like, just stupid crime for a stupid song. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm missing something on that. But either way. Yeah.
One person's like, who are these 6.9 thousand people that dislike this song?
Well, I you know, but I mean, it is kind of, you know, now that I hear it, I'm like, huh?
Maybe they didn't like the movie.
That could be. Yeah.
Or like, oh, this is from that movie.
Or maybe they didn't like how the bassist wore that yellow shirt.
That too.
That's a great song.
I just love the stash that John Oates had, the porn stash, and John Oates' feathered hair, sort of. I mean, it was just like so 80s, man.
So it says, wasn't that song in Step Brothers when they were building the bed? I don't remember.
Ooh.
It was also used in Zoolander, according to one texter.
Okay, so this song is becoming, like they said, anthemic.
I wonder how many movies it's been in. How much money do you think they've made off of that song?
Oh, man. Well, like you said, I don't know. The billion streams, what does that get you?
I got to give props to NME.com. Their headline is, you make my streams come true.
Oh, hey. See what they did there. Well, you know what? Look, it's definitely a happy song, and I can see why people are digging it now. You know, you want anything to put you in a good mood, and that song, it's hard not to be put in a good mood by that song.
What's more obnoxious as far as, like, feel-good kind of upbeat, bouncy song? That or the Walking on Sunshine song?
I love Walking on Sunshine.
I'm not saying it's a bad song. I'm just saying.
I love it much better than You Make My Dreams Come True.
I thought you were going to say Happy.
Oh, I hate that song.
That song sucks.
That doesn't make me happy at all.
Well, we found it.
Yep.
That was the more annoying song.
Yeah.
The song also has been on in The Office, Modern Family, Young Sheldon as well.
Oh, okay. So it's everywhere.
It was once used for Dick's Sporting Goods for a Father's Day sale.
Good job, Dick's.
Wow.
I wonder which came first. I wonder if Dick's was one of the first people to use it, because all those other ones maybe were after
2018.
Oh, all right. Never mind. Dick's was hopping on the bandwagon.
No, it's been in the movie The Wedding Singer.
Oh, right.
Dumb and Dumber when Harry met, or Dumb and Dumber.
Ooh,
when Harry met Lloyd.
That was not.
We don't count that. Sorry.
No, not a movie.
Step Brothers, 500 Days of Summer, okay. Despicable Me 2, okay. Eddie the Eagle.
Oh, Eddie. Okay.
Ready Player One.
Oh, I don't
remember it in that movie.
Neither do I.
Huh.
Well, I have it on. I'll have to go back and watch it.
Just to hear that song? You could just go on YouTube and listen to the song.
Well, it just gives me another reason to watch Ready Player One.
Fair.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, which is a good movie. We got a new survey, and they've asked folks, okay, man, holiday shopping, have you started doing it?
No. Wow. Although my wife's been embezzling money out of our account to, like, set aside some cash for Little Tater Tot's Christmas and birthday gift that happens in December.
She's been embezzling money,
yes,
huh?
Yes, that's what I say it is.
Oh, okay. As opposed to somebody else embezzling money for cracking gear.
Oh. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. God forbid you get something for your little daughter. You are taking funds away from our...
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
No, that goes on the credit card. What are you talking about? Yeah. That's where mine goes anyway.
Yeah. Although now I'm just thinking the weather's getting a little more chilly. I got to get more long sleeve cracking shirts.
Sure, we should just go to the store again.
Yeah.
I got nothing going on today.
I feel like there's really nothing anyone can get you for Christmas, because you pretty much will have the entire Kraken store in your house by the time Christmas comes around.
Fair. Yeah. But I'd hope by Christmas they'll have more Kraken stuff.
Oh, yeah, they will. Every week I keep seeing you go, damn, because you've been online and there's something new.
My goal is by the 2021-22 season, I can wear Kraken gear for a month straight.
Wow. Oh, a month straight.
I like it.
I was going to put you on like almost a year straight.
Oh, for an entire season. I don't have to wear the same shirt.
Yeah, that could be done.
You realize once they start, I'm like pretty much going to be wearing Kraken gear all the time. As opposed to once or twice a week right now.
I mean, I feel like you wear it a lot. As a matter of fact, I like the baseball shirt you got on.
Thank you.
Yeah. I really, really like that Kraken baseball shirt.
I gave D-Ted Smith a ride home yesterday, and he's like, you're wearing a Kraken hat, a Kraken face mask, a Kraken shirt. I was like, well, come around the car and check out the Kraken sticker on my car as well.
Even, look, and Ted Smith is a sports fanatic.
Right.
And even he, when he starts calling you out, then you have a problem.
Right. He's like, it's a little excessive, don't you think?
Yeah.
No.
Not at all. Well, so you haven't started your Christmas shopping. What percentage of America do you think has?
What month are we in right now? I'm losing
this
track.
Is September.
September.
20%.
It's a solid question.
Is it really a solid question? All right.
Yes.
All right, 20%. Anybody want to go higher or lower?
I'm going higher. I'm saying 45.
I'd say lower, 15%.
13%. 13%. Ladies and gentlemen, your winner, Victoria.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Nikki B.
Bing, bing, bing.
She was five off. Half the people in this survey have started Christmas shopping.
Why?
I have.
Why, Vicky? Why?
Here's my thinking.
Why?
Two things.
Why, Vicky? Why? Nancy Kerrigan has to know.
Why?
Either the stores are going to be super crazy this season just because of everything that happened with COVID, or everyone's going to be ordering online, making everything take longer to arrive. So I'm ordering things, buying things slowly, so that way I make sure they get here on time.
Damn, she has a good point.
Oh, that's a really, really good point.
Oh, gosh.
All right, Joey D. there, get me your Christmas list now. Vicky's right. She's absolutely right. You don't look at me like that, Sonny. You're gonna, you know what you get for Christmas, son? Nothing. Good day, sir.
Damn. Aggressive. Yeah. You know, we've been through enough this year.
Well, when you get the hands thrown up in the air, like, I can't make the time to ask you to give you a list of what I want. It's just too much. You're gonna give it to me for free. I can't get you that list right now. The reason people are doing it, they say, is mostly because they're bored at home, which is why they started shopping.
That actually makes sense. It gives you some optimism, something to look forward to.
Yeah.
In a year where there's nothing to look forward to.
In a year. Do you know 15% of these people that were surveyed started Christmas shopping in August? That's unbelievable. I mean, I thought that was just me. I started this month. I've already got one present delivered, and luckily I was able to intercept it at the door before I'm leaving town this weekend. So the people that it's for don't know what it's for.
Yeah. Someone says, I'm like a chick. I shop year-round for Christmas. That way December doesn't hurt financially so hard.
Good call.
My mom never stops Christmas shopping. By the time Christmas comes around, she has so many presents and will show me all the things she can't give to people.
Why can't you give them?
Yeah, I mean, if you ever need to give gifts to people, just bring them to the Rev.
Yeah, totally.
I think I started in July.
Oh,
she's a winner.
I found the perfect gift. It was one of those Amazon hey, it's the deal of the day, and I was like, God dang it. Okay, fine. And it was a good deal.
I've been shopping because I'm bored, but I'm not shopping for anyone but myself. So
okay.
Oh
yeah, and it's not for Christmas. I'm just buying it because.
Yeah, I'm actually holding out. There's some things I want, and I know they're going to come out in November, and I could get them right away, but I got to wait. That's tough.
So tough.
So tough. I got to wait. Oh, yeah. By the way, it turns out 3/4 of people say that they've had to cancel their holiday trips, you know, the travel plans, and they've decided to do something positive, and they're going to put that money into more gifts for people. How about that? That's awfully nice. So I might get something this year. If people didn't come see me, I might get a little something extra. No,
yeah, get some cookies or something at least.
Oh, hey, I will never turn down holiday cookies. Those are awesome.
You know, that is one of the better parts of the Christmas season. There's a lot to love about Christmas, but I feel like the cookie is definitely up there.
Last year, my buddy Eric, because his mom makes so many great cookies, and for some reason I didn't see him over the holiday season, so I didn't get the overflow, because he has so much. He goes, look,
and it's like a variety of just awesomeness.
Oh, yeah.
And why don't we do this year-round?
You're right. Eric, why doesn't your mother do this year-round? This is what I want to know.
Yeah, what is your mom doing the other 11 months of the year? Seriously.
Seriously, Eric. All right, this might be the dumbest invention ever created, and it's meant to help you eat a burrito. I'll tell you all about it at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, someone is raising money on Kickstarter for a new product called the Burrito Pop. And it's basically a thermos that holds your burrito and
what?
Yeah, you twist the bottom to raise it up as you eat it, kind of like a chapstick. And here's the commercial for it.
Burrito Pop holds your burrito or wrap, freeing up your hands and keeping them clean while you eat. Our patented burrito elevator is a twist on the entire burrito eating experience, giving you every last morsel without the mess. And it'll keep your burrito fresh if you need to take a break. I've gone through countless designs, made tons of prototypes, and learned more about the dimensions of a burrito than anyone should ever know. So if you want a better way to carry, keep warm, and eat your favorite food, or just to back an epic side project, back Burrito Pop today.
You know, I thought this was really stupid until I started watching the video. Now I kind of want one.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
It's like a push pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, for your burrito.
I had a burrito last night, and it was a total mess. I would love this thing.
I just love that it's microwavable, so yeah. You can heat up your burrito.
Oh.
You probably have to take the tinfoil off first, though.
Well, there is that, yeah. That is a great idea. And it looks like it's dishwasher safe, so that's cool. Because, I mean, you know, because something's going to get messy, right? If you're not getting messy, then the inside of that thing's getting messy, like almost.
Oh, yeah. Like she says, burritos rock, but they're messy, they're hard to eat on the go, and they get cold fast.
Yeah, she's right about all that.
Sadly, I've never really had the problem of it getting cold fast because I eat fast.
True. Yeah. Do we have a price on this? Do we know what it... Because this is Kickstarter, so we can back this.
Well, right now they've raised $24,000. So they're above their goal.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Stupid. Well, if you make a pledge.
Yeah.
You just hit the...
$18 or more, you could get the mug.
That's it. $18 or more. That's it,
I think.
Huh? All right. Okay. Well, that's...
Just say it.
Well, it's fun to watch Steve navigate Kickstarter. It is a pain in the neck. I've never done it on the site. I've only done it on my phone.
I'm thinking the mug is something different.
Yeah, burrito, I think you're right.
Yeah, the burrito pop is at the $33 or more pledge.
Whoa, would you pay $33 for a burrito delivery system?
No, I wouldn't. If you gave it to me for free or if it was like a white elephant gift during the holidays, I'd be excited to try it. But it's one of those things where I'd use it like once or twice and then I would never use it again.
Then that's a really good Christmas gift. I don't know if she's going to have it done in time for these holiday season, but I think I'd get a bunch just for that reason, because you're right. What a great white elephant gift.
You know, every morning I always look at the dumb holidays for every single day and say it was National Kiss Day, but also today is the Festival of Latest Novelties. It's a day where you celebrate novelty items that have no practical purpose or function.
There we go.
And they're sold just because of their uniqueness. And I feel like this is almost, I mean, it has a function, but I don't know how many people are really going to use it.
The Burrito Pop on National Novelty Day.
When they go, like, they say the retail price, because you're getting a discount doing it through Kickstarter, the retail price is $50.
Really?
I wouldn't pay $50.
Look, I love burritos. I don't love them that much.
I guess it's a thermos, right?
Just get a burrito bowl. Problem solved.
It's a thermos goes up.
I guess that's probably fair. What do you pay for a thermos to keep your coffee warm? Is that like $20?
If it's like the really fancy ones, $20 to $30, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, what about those hydro flasks? People pay a lot of money for those.
So I don't know. I'm with this texture. I'm out. A burrito doesn't just open your mouth and insert burrito. It's not rocket science.
Steve, did you scroll down the Kickstarter to look at some of the pictures? Because they're showing it's great for. The first one is Eating on a Go. It looks like a guy holding a giant pink one in his car. And
It looks like some kind of a light of the fleshlight.
Exactly.
Wow, it totally looks like a fleshlight. What the... Okay, that was intentional.
We're going to be reading a story in about a year from now. Guy gets stuck in a burrito.
Guy's arrested outside of a Taco Del Mar.
Ooh, there you go.
Making love to his burrito.
Talk about a wet burrito.
Okay, so he's going to American Pie that whole burrito pop.
The problem now, though, is like I feel like I'm being targeted, because whenever I like watch a YouTube video or a Facebook thing, they have all these like random ads for all these ridiculous Kickstarters, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. I would like that. Like,
they know you.
Right, like ones like you attach it to your cell phone, and it makes your cell phone screen bigger. You know, like an iPad. It's
like a magnifying glass sort of thing.
Well, no, it looks like an iPad, and you plug it into your cell phone, and now all of a sudden you can use that.
Oh.
So that way you're not stuck looking at a small screen.
Really? Oh. Can you send me that link?
Yeah.
I don't know where it went, Rev. It's one of those things where I look at it for a minute, and then I just stop getting around to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
I never bought it, though, sadly.
Oh. Ranker.com has just given us a list of weird celebrity facts that are 100% true. I've been going down this list like, wow, I did not know this about some of these people.
Okay.
Sex therapist Dr. Ruth is a trained sniper.
Awesome.
I remember hearing about that one, actually.
I did not know that one. Yeah, she was a sniper in the Israeli army.
I remember hearing that. She's like a legit badass.
Yeah, they said she was a great shot. And it's just like, whoa, man.
Yeah, she was.
That is something. She went from shooting one thing to telling you how to shoot another thing.
Mm-hmm. Remember when, this had to have been before Vicky and Danny's time. I mean, I'm sure you guys know who Dr. Ruth is. But you weren't alive or paying attention probably to television when she first burst onto the screen.
Nope.
Like, it was a massive, like...
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about it because Dr. Ruth is a sweet-looking old lady giving you, like, really, like, you know,
graphic
descriptions of what you should be doing in the bedroom.
Yeah.
It was like, the most raunchy thing you could watch on TV.
With this
like
ridiculous accent.
Talking. Yeah.
Yeah, she had this ridiculous accent, too. So it just all seemed to roll together into, like, what is happening, but it worked.
Like, I mean, she was going into detail. It wasn't like, was, like, telling you how to handle the burrito thermos, and
it was a burrito pop explanation,
right?
Yeah, and I don't. And
she's still alive.
I believe she is. And I had no wonder she was courageous enough to go on. I'm going to do this sex stuff because, well, she was shooting people.
Yeah, she's 92 years old.
What a life!
Do you want to know what her height is?
I got to imagine it's 4'10".
Well, taller or shorter than Vicky? That's what we need to know.
Oh, okay. We'll start off with way shorter than Vicky.
Wow.
And actually, Steve, you gave her 3 inches. She's 4'7".
4'7"? And she was a sniper. I mean, man, she was, I mean, to be able to pick up, to hold that gun at 4'7", good for her.
Well, she could hide in, like, smaller cracks. And like,
absolutely.
Had thought about that. Now, you guys know the show Inside the Actor's Studio with James Lipton?
Yeah. He's no longer with us.
Yeah, right? He's passed.
Okay. But he was that fancy sort of, let's talk about all your, you know, your motivations and everything. He used to be a pimp. He actually worked
in... Would you like to meet Alexis?
Yeah.
Show you a good time tonight.
He managed sex workers in Paris in the early 50s.
Did he keep that on his resume when he applied for Inside the Actor's Studio?
Oh, man, that's just wild.
I bet, oh man, could you imagine the off-mic conversations that he was having with someone? Because you just hear, the more stories and documentaries you watch, you realize just how seedy the Hollywood world is.
Oh, yeah.
I got to imagine that, like, he was aware of a lot of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know if he was part of it, but man, used to be a pimp.
Were you a fan of James Lipton?
I liked the topic matter. I didn't so much like him, but I liked what the actors talked about, you know, because I really study that because I just love entertainment and the whole process of it, the science of it. So
I thought he was so boring and stupid. I hated his show.
Yeah.
Really?
He was like a professor talking about the craft, and that's why I liked it. But I mean, I could go either way with him. I was ambivalent to him.
I thought he was Rip Torn.
Oh, no, Rip Torn.
The entire time I thought they were the same person.
Oh, isn't that wild? No, yeah. I could see that.
I like how he says, I did a roaring business, and I was able to live for a year. I was going through my rites of passage, no question about it. It was a great year of my life.
A year?
He
was a pimp.
So he was a pimp for a year.
All right, good for him. All right, so this next person polished Jack Nicholson's axe on The Shining.
Excuse me. Is this a euphemism?
Yeah, I don't know if it was like...
Mrs. Nicholson.
The burrito pop. This is trippy when I tell you who this person is. This person was a gig. He had a gig as a runner on the set, and he buffed the axe for the Here's Johnny scene, probably the most iconic scene, one of the most anyway, in the movie The Shining. And this guy was the axe polisher, Simon Cowell. Of all
people. I think they say Dr. Ruth.
You know, she was a different kind of axe polisher. I didn't, for some reason, I thought Simon Cowell was in England most of the time, and we didn't hear it, but he wasn't over here at all until American Idol. I didn't know that he was working in America as a runner on the set.
To be honest, before American Idol, I have no idea what Simon Cowell was doing.
I mean, unless they made parts of that movie in England, I can't remember, to be honest with you, but I always thought that was made here in America.
Well, he could have came here with hopes of making it in Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's his first gig, and he's like, I can't do this. I'm not polishing somebody's axe.
Christopher Walken, we know that guy, right? When he was when he was 16 years old, he worked as an assistant lion tamer at a circus.
Fun.
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense.
Although I feel like the assistant lion tamer is the one that's in the most danger.
Yeah, I would think so. You know, yeah, you try it. Go ahead. You're the assistant. I'm going to send you out there. And that's how you get to be the major, is if you live through this, then you get to be the head lion tamer. He said he had a favorite lion named Sheba, and that Sheba was very sweet. Well, thank you, Christopher.
Dude, any lion that's not biting your head off is very sweet.
Good point.
Me.
Good point. Now, this next one, I know this story, and it really is pretty amazing. Martin Luther King Jr., he was a huge Star Trek fan. And I remember that Nichelle Nichols, who played Lieutenant Uhura, she was thinking of leaving the show. And so she got to meet him, and he really wanted to meet her. Of course, at the time, everybody wanted to meet Martin Luther King Jr. So the idea that he was seeking out Nichelle Nichols, she's like, what do you want to meet me for?
Right.
And she was thinking of leaving the show, and he says, oh, no, you can't do that. You cannot leave the show. And she's like, what are you talking about? Just a stupid science fiction show. I don't even know if anybody's watching it. And he's like, you don't understand. Having an African-American in a position of command like you are, equally on the bridge with an equal voice, and a woman, he's like, you are a very powerful, iconic figure. You need to stay in this job. You show everybody it can be done. And he cited her as an inspiration to, you know, the African American civil rights movement back then. And she was like, really? You know,
she's like, I'm just working with this guy who could barely act.
Yeah.
Everyone calls the shot.
I can't believe it. And Elvis Presley was a natural blonde. Can you imagine somebody who's a natural blonde actually would be dyeing their hair to not be a blonde?
I can't even picture Elvis Presley in any state of that he was in with blonde hair. Although Fat Elvis, I kind of want to see him with blonde hair.
That would be great.
It'd be like Chris Hemsworth.
He colored his hair with shoe polish. That was that's old school.
Weird, man.
Yeah, that's how we got it to stay as black as it
was. I wonder like why he decided to do that. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like what was it about it? He's like, I feel like I would connect more with the audience if I had black hair.
I don't
was
know.
It like that greaser look.
Maybe so. Yeah. Maybe so. Yeah, you're right, because Fonz, they all had the dark hair, those kind of greaser-looking guys.
You want to stay golden, Pony Boy. It's unfortunate.
Now, Steve Buscemi, you and I think we knew this because of the King of Staten Island. Steve Buscemi, the actor, used to be a firefighter.
Yes.
Which is why it was such an icon. You know, he took that right. I think that was a big reason why he took that role.
I remember that because after 9/11, that was the big, not the big, but that was an interesting side note of the 9/11 tragedy was that he put back on his fireman, you know, he became a fireman again to help out NYFD.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's right. Katy Perry collects locks of hair from other celebrities.
Look at a picture of Elvis with blonde hair. I guess I was picturing it was going to be more bleach blonde, like Eminem or something.
Oh, it's dirty blonde.
But it's
sandy.
All right.
That's a weird look, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's weird to see him that way. Damn. Katy Perry collects locks of hair from other celebrities and ties them in little bows.
Oh, so she's a serial killer.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Tucks them away in her purse. Now, she talked about this about 7 years ago. I wonder if she's still doing this.
So what, like she meets a celebrity and says, it's been nice chatting with you. I'm so glad I got to meet you. Can I cut a lock of your hair off?
Yeah.
That sounds like something Vicky would do in her and like have just like locks of all our hair in her purse.
No, that's something my mom would do.
Oh, okay.
Wow, like, way to dime your mom out.
Yeah.
So I took my foster brother, Prince Migs, named after, you know.
The greatest.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And my mom's like, okay, I want to, you know, a little bit of his curls because he's got really curly hair. She's like, I want to put it in his photo album because she puts everything, like, there's a piece of my hair in my baby album.
But there's a big difference between getting a lock of a child's hair as opposed to like, hey, Chris Martin from Coldplay, can I have a lock of your hair?
Yeah, it's very weird because that's anybody creepy. Went up to Katy Perry and asked for a lock of her hair who just met her, she'd be like, everybody'd be like, what is wrong with you? And you got to be thinking, how does she broach that conversation with any celebrity?
It's probably why she was with Russell Brand. Man, he had a lot of hair. Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, eventually, you know, the well went dry.
That's probably why they're not together. It's
right.
Like, if I can't get your hair anymore.
At some point, he's like, you know, this is kind of weird. I need to keep my hair.
So this next one here is very fascinating, and I love it just because, well, it makes me think of Madonna, because it's about her using a $600 face mask on her butt.
Okay. Rev should do that.
And I love... Yeah.
You've been looking at my butt.
I'm just hoping that'll be an extra layer of...
defense?
Yes.
Oh, thanks.
And you know what? Her answer is a really great answer, because people said, Madonna, why are you wearing a face mask on your butt? And she goes...
Because I'm Madonna and I'm weird.
Well, she was like, don't you want soft skin on your butt? And she's got a good point.
I don't think there's ever been a point in my life where I'm like, I wish my butt was softer.
Well, it's not for you, probably.
Oh, fair.
they sell butt masks now at like Target and
what?
Stuff.
They
like,
do?
You really? Know, like those shiny like face masks that all the girls are doing on Instagram and stuff. They now have ones for your arms, your stomach, your boobs, and your butt.
Does it get rid of the hair?
No, that's a different thing.
Oh. Yeah. I think you can tell you what that is. That's a weave
nair. Rub some nair on it.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
All right.
When you said butt mask, I thought you were going to say you could get into like the Halloween costume aisle of like Target.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. That would be awesome. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Where were the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights stored during World War II?
The White House.
No.
Easy storage.
No.
I don't know. At the Pentagon.
No.
Boy, a lot of folks, you know, I don't know if they know this is like supposedly the strongest, you know, most secure place you can put anything. Fort Knox, baby. I don't know if it'd be, is it even around anymore? I don't know. But,
you want a shot at bees?
You're asking the wrong group of people.
You're right about that.
I guess it is if it's still an answer for something. 206-421-ROCK. We'll play Beat Biggs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
People a lot of times have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.